It was once considered among the most modern structures in Phoenix. Located in the heart of downtown, today it's a structure restored in part to its heyday. On the corner of Central Avenue and Van Buren Street is the Security Building. It was constructed in the 1920s. It was the office building to many powerful movers and shakers of Arizona. Did you know the Security Building had a penthouse on its top floor?
When the building was built, it was the tallest building in Phoenix. And there's a cupola, a light steeple tower up there, and the light could be seen for 30 miles.
Steve Granillo is with the Maricopa County Facilities Management Office.
We can take the stairs if you want.
You lead the way.
And we talk as we tour the more than 80-year-old building.
It was built by Dwight B. Hurd, and him and some other wealthy businessmen here in the city of Phoenix formed a syndicate, and they called it the Security Building. And what they did is they gathered up monies among themselves to go after making this building.
Hurd was considered one of the most powerful business leaders in Arizona at the time. He owned a cattle and investment company and also owned the Arizona Republican newspaper. Granillo says the building was home base for the local farming, citrus, and cotton industry. It was also home to other local leaders, all of whom were Hurd's friends.
This actually was a powerhouse. It was a very influential place. It was probably every bit of as important as our Phoenix Convention Center is today now for us.
The building was originally the shape of an L. By the 1930s, an additional wing was added on the southern side. The builder of that extension was a young Del Webb company. By the 1950s, the building was sold to a bank whose president was another Valley well-known businessman, Walter Bimson.
The Valley Bank actually came to own the building, you know, at one point in time. And that's why he basically said, okay, I'm president of Valley Bank. We own the building. So, you know, I'm going to have my residence there.
So he had a ninth floor added to the Security Building and had a 4,000-square-foot penthouse built there. It included an outdoor patio with grass and a gazebo.
Basically, this was the Bimson residence here. And as you can see, it had quite a nice view.
It's a clear view of the valley as far as Camelback Mountain. And the outdoor patio has been converted into a viewing area.
Now, if you look over your shoulder, there's the cupola I was telling you about. That's pretty outstanding.
Maricopa County purchased the building in 2001. Much of the building has been restored to its original state. By the way, there has been talk that the Bimson penthouse had a pool in the outdoor area, but Granillo says the county hasn't found any documents that show there was one. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.